Assets via HTTP. So there is a new viewer that just passed QA, I think, today that supports fetching a whole bunch more assets via HTTP. There's a new viewer asset cap that you get that can be used for fetching all the assets that viewers have to fetch. And there's a new viewer that shows how to do that. That viewer fetches sounds, animations, gestures, landmarks, wearables, and shapes. That list right here.
Wearables includes body parts and clothing items, and it also uses the viewer asset cap for meshes and textures, which
They
amounts to the
go,
same things as the same URL, but
right, one
a
cap.
different cap.
So ultimately the get mesh two, and whatever the one for get texture caps will go away because viewer asset covers them all. So that viewer is sort of going to start its way through the process. Obviously, before that change can be made universal, the simulator that supports that new cap needs to be everywhere. That's not quite true yet, but will be in the fullness of time. And at that point, we will release the associated viewer and begin hyping it. I think we'll actually see some nice performance benefit from that, especially with respect to animations and sounds, because when you fetch via that cap, you'll go through the CDN. And therefore, if anybody else has fetched the same asset you're trying to fetch, you'll get it a lot faster. We're seeing distinct performance improvement. So that's pretty cool. So the big news with respect to that is that that viewer will remove the code for doing all of the loading of those old assets via the old UDP mechanism. And that code will go away. And the code on the other end of the pipe in the simulator for loading all of those asset types, including textures and so forth, via the old UDP mechanism, is going to also go away. So this is the early fair warning, not the one that has a definite date associated with it, but it is going to happen probably midsummer or late summer this year. So we're talking July or August. And we will switch off the ability to do that. So anybody running viewers that have not picked up that change by then will not be able to get very much. Their second life become really, really boring.